Here are the latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. United and Chelsea have reportedly joined Paris Saint-Germain in the race to sign Juventus forward Paulo Dybala this summer. The 27-year-old's future with the City of Giants is in doubt, as they are yet to negotiate a new deal with the player, who will see his contract expire at the end of next season. According to reports, United and Chelsea are both monitoring Dybala's situation and are prepared to make a move for him this summer if they are made aware of his availability. However, Ligue 1 outfit PSG are believed to be the frontrunners for the Argentine's signature, who may be persuaded to join up with compatriot Mauricio Pochettino, as well as star attackers Neymar and Kylian Mbappe. Moving on, and United target Jadon Sancho has had his price slashed by Borussia Dortmund ahead of the summer window. The England international was previously Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's top target, yet interest could be resurrected despite the Norwegian understood to be craving the arrival of Erling Haaland. Manchester United first tried to sign Sancho back in 2017. He was leaving Manchester City at the time, and Jose Mourinho, having been alerted to his availability, sensed an opportunity. That didn't happen in the end, with Sancho lured to Dortmund, but it's understood United could now get their man. Dortmund are open to selling Sancho for £86 million at the end of the campaign. And finally, United's reported interest in buying the Central Coast Mariners is just speculative noise, according to the A-League club's chief executive. It was reported earlier this week that United are in discussions with Mariners owner Mike Charlesworth, who's seeking a buyer for the Gosford-based club. United, if successful in taking over the current A-League leaders, want to move the club to Sydney's northern beaches, with matches played at either North Sydney or Brookvale Ovals. But Mariners CEO Sean Mielekamp says the United link is pure speculation. He said the chairman has held discussions with a number of clubs and interested parties across a number of years regarding the sale. Speculation is nothing more than speculation. That's all for now. We'll have more later.